This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 370, and today we're going to be talking about the four stages of personal growth. And I hope your 2018 has started off well and you've set some goals, whether it's a financial goals, physical goals, spiritual goals, but set some objectives, some goals for yourself. Because the podcast here and my blog post are here to help you with your growth, with your self-actualization, with your realization that there is more to you than you ever know possible. And what I want to do with this podcast is go through these four stages of personal growth, because at some point we get onto a path or we get on this journey of personal growth, self-improvement, because at some level our life isn't working or part of our life isn't working. And we get frustrated and we want to change, and you know, we start out by, and this is not one of the stages, but we usually start out by trying to change the external world. We try to change the people around us. We try to change the events around us. We try to change that. And at some point, we realize that we cannot change the outside world. We cannot change people. We cannot change our boss. We cannot change. Only we can change to either adapt or accept or become more compassionate towards what is happening in the outside world. And this is part of that personal growth. But the challenge part is that when we go through this, there is growing that has to take place. And what I'm going to do is go through these four stages. And I think as I go through them, they're going to resonate with you if you've been on your path for any length of time. So again, something's happening in our life that triggers us to be reflective, to say, hey, I need to take care of myself. I need to start doing something better for myself. I know I can't control the outside world, but I can control my inside world. Then the journey begins. But what happens is once we start on this journey, it's the resistance and self-doubt that comes up first, because we have been programmed so long and for so often, our unconscious mind is running our behaviors, and our behaviors are giving us the results. So we can consciously try to think new thoughts and try to have new behaviors, but we're battling a program. So, you know, if you have a computer program that's running and you're trying to make it do something that it's not supposed to, it's not going to behave very nicely. And this is what happens in the first stage, is that we reach this, there's the conscious mind, which says, hey, I want to become a better person. I want to create some different results. And the unconscious mind that is actually controlling our behavior going, no, this is what we're going to do. So there's a conflict. There's a intention, meaning inward tension about this. And when we first start, this is where a lot of people give up, because they think that they can change their behaviors in 1 week or even 21 days. And you're setting yourself up for a great disappointment. It's going to take however long it takes. And if you release it, all you need to start doing is looking for progress, not the final result. And this is what happens when people get onto this personal growth path, is they want to look for the final result as opposed to looking at the progress they're making. And when they look for the final result, like, I want to be happier every day, I want to have this, I want to have that, and they don't get it, although they may be happier for three more hours during the day, they come up with this resistance and self-doubt going, this doesn't work. I knew this wouldn't work. It works for other people, but not for me. And then they have this resistance. And this is where, if you don't have a coach to help you through this, this is where a lot of people will give up. And then something will happen in their life and they'll come back and they'll vacillate between life not working and trying to change it, but they're meeting up with resistance and self-doubt. And this is internal resistance and self-doubt. So with the help of a coach, you were able to work through this resistance. And you've heard me talk about this mental support and mental resistance. Well, this is it. This mental resistance is real. It holds people back from personal growth, from self-discovery. But when you have a coach or even actually a close friend that can be truthful and honest with you, we can be challenged to break through that resistance and that self-doubt. And that's where this is stage number one. But then stage number two comes into this duality and reduced conflicts, which means that you start seeing results, but you still have the unconscious mind working in your life. So you're producing X results, but your conscious mind is helping you produce Y results. So there's a duality there. But now, because you are starting to manifest what you want, that conflict gets reduced. And, you know, these are all stages. Who knows how long they're going to take? It's for each individual. It's personal, because if they're doing it by themselves and not being aware of the results they're getting, it could take them years. If they working with a coach and the coach can point out that they are actually improving and getting different results, that could take only a few weeks. But the second part of this is this duality. So now we start creating dual things in our life, one from the unconscious, which we've been creating all along, which we don't like. And now we're consciously creating something else in our life, which we do like. And so by having this duality, we're actually reducing the internal conflict that we have. And then the third stage is this acceptance and the death of the resistance, which means that the more we produce the results that we want, the more we are reprogramming our unconscious mind to say, hey, this old way of thinking is no longer good. And so now we start reprogramming our unconscious mind. Our unconscious mind accepts the new programs, and we start to produce the results that we want. We have now broken through that mental resistance. Right. Again, just in case you haven't heard the podcast before, this mental line of resistance is made up of our beliefs, our values, our emotions, and our experiences. All of these things are held in our unconscious mind. So our unconscious mind is where our mental resistance is formed. And when we can consciously start creating new things and then start to acknowledge them, we can then start to reprogram our unconscious mind. And this can be done through reading, through coaching, through affirmations. It's through a number of events that will help you reprogram your unconscious mind so that you can break through your mental line of resistance, which is actually the death of the resistance. And when you get to that point, it's like a brand new world. It is a shiny blue sky, bright, sunny world. There's no more doom and gloom around you. And then you come to that fourth stage, and that's the identity of self-realization, which means that you are in control. You really are in control of your life. You have the ability to change your life any way you want, not by changing the external world, but by changing the internal world. And as you continue to journey and continue to grow, you'll realize that this is not a four-step and then done process. Once you get past your mental line of resistance, now that becomes your mental line of support. And then you'll start to grow again, and you'll start to take on bigger challenges, bigger emotional challenges. And as you continue to move up to your next line of resistance, the same things are going to happen. Because, right, all we're doing is reprogramming our unconscious mind to produce different results. And when we get those results, now we are really self-empowered. We have this self-realization that we can do more. So now we're going to start to push ourselves, and we're going to go through these four stages once again. So it's exciting to know that we're never done with it, but that feeling of self-realization and that feeling of relief will come, and it will be there for as long as we are okay with it. And I think that from my experience coaching clients and with my personal experience, once I know I can break through that, then the sky's the limit, because there are so many limiting beliefs that are holding me back, which I presume are holding you back, that when we start to investigate them and start to grow into them, we're going to go through this process of denial, if you will, and then of dualities, and then the diminishing of the resistance, and then the identity of self-realization. All of these are important steps, but I want you to understand that they may take a significant period of time, or they could take an instant. It all depends on where you are mentally and emotionally and who your support team is. This is why it's absolutely essential to have a coach, because a coach or an independent person can see your patterns, can see what's going on, can help you acknowledge the results that you're getting, can challenge you if you're becoming complacent. Where most friends are friends because they agree with you most of the time. Most friends will not challenge you, will not give you the insight. And it may not be intentional, but they just don't want to hurt your feelings. So when you have an independent person, whether it's a coach, a therapist, somebody else, a clergy member, or religious leader, somebody else that can look at your life, look at your results, and feed back to you what they are seeing, this is where these four stages of personal growth can become expedited. If you're doing it yourself, here's the thing is, we can't see ourselves until we look externally. So this is why we need mirrors, right? We can't see ourselves unless we look in a mirror. And what's funny is that it's not a physical mirror, but people are mirrors to us as well. And so if we're not able to see that we're looking into a mirror, we're not going to be able to see the growth that is happening to us. We can see everybody else's issues and everybody else's growth, but it's almost impossible for us to see our own unless we look in a mirror. And a coach is a great mirror to look into. So these are the four stages of personal growth. I hope that you go to where this podcast is hosted, look through it, and take a look at it and read through the specifics on it, and then decide, do you want to try to go through these four stages yourself? Are you aware? Can you journal enough? Can you become conscious enough of the results that you're getting, or do you need a coach? If you need a coach, contact me or contact another coach to help you with it. But these are the four stages. Be aware of them. Take notes on them and get somebody to help you work through them. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.